On Hot Goss today, we're celebrating 100 piping, steaming, scalding episodes of Hot Goss. And we're going to get to see some varied and interesting and unique submissions for our Hot Goss 100 art contest.
We'll be talking about Shakespeare's Hamletta.
And a very special rainbow spotlight, which you may enjoy. That is a colorful selection.
That's right. And an actual surprise tip spot. We have no idea who it's going to be.
We got a tip spot, hey.
And don't forget to stay up to date on all of the new mom shows. We really have offerings every day of the week, so hopefully you're listening and enjoying.
Mm-hmm. Did you know you could put headphones in your butthole?
You can.
Ooh. Enjoy the show.
Forever. Dog.
Don't make me put on a nail to flick you off, faggot. Don't you dare. Welcome to Hot Fucking Goss.
No!
This is how it really is. This is how it is. No. This is our opening. My opening is a cash, hot cash.
Somebody's going off script.
Welcome back
to you for another steaming.
Steaming.
Vibing.
Scalding. Serving of. Hot Goss. This is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, gossip and politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs.
Wrong one. My bad.
I like that. Let's get into some
Hot Goss.
That's a cute chirping bird.
Wait, is that a whippoorwillum?
I like the whippoorwillums.
Yeah, don't let one bite you.
No.
They'll poop on your shoulder.
This is a girl. So will I. today, pooping on someone's shoulder would be very difficult. Unless
you haven't been right to the parties, darling.
Unless you were a bird, or if you had a very tall ladder.
Honey, let me tell you today, about my first Holy Communion after party. There was poop all over.
Wow. Honey, it was a scat number, and I'm not talking Ella Fitzgerald.
It was smell of Fitzgerald. Oof.
Today is the day. This is a momentous occasion for us and all of our listenestresses. We are celebrating 100 episodes of Hot Goss.
We need momentous
music. We need trophy medal ceremony music.
Tributes and tribunals. Yeah.
This
is a centennial.
And it is.
A lot of people don't make it to 100. There was I know there was another mom podcast. I think there were probably 3 or 4 episodes of it.
Which one are you referring to?
Probably more than that. It was like 30 or 40. Morgan, Angina, Mariah, that mom. But sometimes it wasn't mom because they would sub in and I'd be like, well, this spells MRM, girl. Raja's here. There's a murmur, murmur.
Remember that part?
Murmur. I'm tired of murmur, darling.
But
I did it once with Lanesha, all the girls. It was Morgan, Angina, and Mariah, I'm pretty sure. I did it a couple times.
Those are some girls who can
Pandora.
Chat and gab.
Yeah, for sure.
And I love all those girls, so I'm sure it was great.
It was. I had a lot of fun there.
We have received so many of your submissions. People have been sending us artwork. And we're going to review them later on in the show. We thank you for this.
Thank you so much. Especially for the really good ones and the really bad ones.
Thank you.
The ones that are in between, where we're like, is that you or me? Those are our favorites.
I like them all.
The ones that look like you shoved a Sharpie in your butthole and went at it. Those are the ones I love. Thank you.
Yeah, those are so cute.
These are the ones I love the most.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Sorry, how was I scrolled ahead.
No, don't. There's surprises on this outline.
You cheated. How dare you?
I was just looking at the
script.
I just wanted to. I'm excited about the artwork. Okay. What is
excited. I'm excited about your career. You're branching out into so many arenas. You're now doing Shakespeare. You performed in Hamlet on the internet, I heard.
It was a reading. It was not a full-on performance, I'll have you know. But yes, we
did
were...
Did they serve wine and beer?
Well,
it was a performance.
It was benefiting Erie Drama Shop, which my best friend from high school, Elena, is... She works with this amazing Erie Drama Shop company. And so we got together and we did a reading of Hamlet, and I was like, I don't know how this is gonna fucking go. Shakespeare's really hard. But it was fun. I got to play Hamlet. Hamlet's terrible. He's a terrible person.
What hair did you wear?
I wore my own hair, as I usually do in or out of drag.
Well, I heard you laid it on thick and sweet and you were honey-baked Hamlet.
Yes, exactly. Hamlet burglar. I looked like the Hamlet burglar's wife.
Damn. Now that's a cultural reference. You're in New York doing your Britney Blackout show. By the time this is out, you'll have done the show. So I'd like to congratulate you on a sickening performance.
Well, wait, this comes out Friday.
Yeah, when's the show?
Yeah, so it's happening on Friday.
Yeah, well, it happens Saturday and Sunday. So it's if you're listening to this, you can tune in. You can tune into the live stream Sunday. And the link is in my bio on Instagram. We're live streaming it like with really good cameras. So like no matter where the fuck you are, you can watch the show. And I think you will want to watch the show because it's going to be really good.
I mean, if there's one thing us Race Chaser girls know, it's how to hire people with really good cameras.
We do.
Honey.
We do, BB.
BB, let's talk about it. Now, I'll be live streaming in because I can't make the engagement because I have my own little show.
Well, thank you for bringing some class to our little show. RuPaul has taken that on as a catchphrase now, though. Whenever she refers to Dragler, she's like, oh, our little show that has won more Emmys than all of you motherfuckers out there. None of you motherfuckers got that letter out of the door.
You had a great adjective earlier in our conversation today. I forget what it was, but it was something to do with bungling.
Cuck-sucking motherfuckers?
No, those
are... Cuck-sucking asshole motherfuckers?
Well, one of those is a verb, but it was a great adjective. I forget, but it just reminded me, rinky-dink is another great adjective.
You are in the middle of Tech Week, and you're getting ready to open a play on the West End press junkets to photo shoots, to try
to dance
the boards.
To rehearsal.
Rake stages.
Yes.
Girl, you're about to open on the West End. That is so major and so exciting.
Honey, my end's been open on the West Coast for years, so I figured let me make it official and open on the West End.
Yes.
West Elm.
You can go shopping at West Elm.
Honey, you know I'm a CB2 girl.
How is the show? How's it going? How's the process?
The show is great. I got there at 9 a.m. I got home at 10:15 tonight, and let me just say, I sat down at my computer and I just opened it because I had to do something with my architect, and I almost no called, no showed. I saw the little thing from Dipper, and I was like, let me open this email, see what he wants. It was the ads for the thing for today, and I was like, oh, I got a podcast now. I get to podcast now. What a wonderful surprise. I was so happy and so glad that I didn't no-call, no-show, because this will be the third time if I would have done that, and I think I would have lost my job.
She, we would have had to write you up. We would have had to write you up, and we do, we have a very strict attendance policy here at Moguls of Media.
Yeah.
This is not flagrantly absenteeism of media. It is moguls of media. Yeah.
And I mean, I already have that one write up for bitch slap in Manila and then the other one for using Sally Hansen spray inside. So I did not need a third one.
Next to my Arctic fox coat. How dare you?
Have you watched Halston yet?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Atta girl. When he strips that coat off of her.
You faggot.
It was so perfect. I loved her. I followed her Instagram and I was like, girl, you give me Marissa Berenson vibes. She didn't reply.
Not yet.
I want her to be your friend. She's so chic. I love Europeans when I can't tell where their accent is from. And then they're I'm from Honduras. What are you talking about? Faggot.
You should order a cameo from her and just have her call you a faggot continuously and then throw a vodka bottle under the coat.
You know what? I just did order a bunch of cameos from a bunch of people and they're going to be out on... If you're listening to this, it'll be on my YouTube. I got one from Sarah Palin. I got one from...
oh my God.
I got one from a bunch of different people. I got one from Dominique from Pose. I can't wait to see that one. And I'm not opening them until I give them to my video editor to edit my cameo into. I'm very excited for my YouTube channel. Probably more excited than the actual viewers. But hey, somebody's watching. But a lot of people are going to be watching this fabulous show. This show is going to be great. Now that they took Courtney and Monet out of it, it's going to be such a success. And COVID. it's my only complaint is that the stage in high heels, because it's like raked, it's like dealing with like walk, you know, when you walk down a hill in heels kind of. So the whole time you're like kind of at an angle a little bit and you're always like slightly
it's very hard to do.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, I'm a professional. And it's all working out. It's so much fun. My dressing room is amazing. I got to experience springtime in England, which is marred by hail and rain.
All hail.
19, hard as hail. 19 out of 21 days so far, it has precipitated disastrously.
Damn.
Yeah. To the point where the old lady theater manager who like checks us in and out every day, she was out in the, because it was bright sun, but it was raining. And she was sitting outside in a bench with her head up. And I was like, enjoying the sun while you can. She's like, oh yeah, just a little rain. I was like, oh, this bitch. She has, and I knew I could trust this bitch. And I knew she was crazy from the get because she had a powder blue on her water line. And it was 9 a.m. full up dew, barrettes in it.
Park dew.
It was a face. And I said, oh, mama, I'm going to like you. And she said, not too many packages. We're trying to keep the COVID down. And I was like someone's mailing me COVID from America, bitch. But honestly,
I coughed into a jar a bunch of times and you'll be getting it a few business days.
Oh, no, you didn't use my queef jar, did you? It looks empty, but sometimes people do stuff in it. I've been saving those for science. No? Okay. Well,
we're going to open up the queef jar right now. Wait. Oh, did you say to take a break?
No, I just want you
or
to
or just
get
move
through
it along.
Just move
it. Take a break. Don't talk. Take a break. Take a break.
Keep it bumping, queen.
Would you like to go to my lake house?
How lucky we are to be alive right now.
What do you mean, Alexander?
I can't take a break. There's a woman in a red dress coming to the door, and I'm going to have an affair.
I'm going to fuck her, then write about it.
Okay.
I would like to congratulate our sisters, Simone and Gottmik, for looking sickening at the MTV Awards. Is it the movie awards or just the awards?
This was the TV and film awards, I believe.
Nice.
It wasn't the music one.
RuPaul's Drag Race Season 13 won for Best Reality Cast, so they're probably all going to be putting... fucking Elliot's going to put MTV Award winner in his bio. And bully recipient. Yeah,
they
so they look
great.
Sickening. They were in Moschino, vintage Gaultier, sickening looks. These are the children of the future.
Absolutely. It was really cool to see them on that stage.
Michelle was there. RuPaul looked like Kill Bill without the wig.
I like RuPaul's suit a lot. It's like macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, it really pops off the red in the background, too. He made a wise choice. Simone had a hair hat, like a Grace Jones bowler that was covered in hair, made by Gigi Good, of course, our other sister. I could tell that these girls aren't going to be borrowing my clothes anymore anytime soon, because they got their own. They got the shoes on their feet and the bags in their hand, honey. Let me tell you. Michelle looks nice, too.
She does. She looks great. It was a very fun moment. And congratulations to our amazing Drag Race divas and dolls. Speaking of divas and
double
dolls.
Double digit dolls.
Have you heard of double digit diva dolls? Have you heard of Take Me Somewhere, a digital festival, which is featuring Jump Cut Number 3 by Austin Young, starring three starlets.
Oh, Ingenues, Alaska Thunderfuck, La Ganja Estrange, Mama, and me, Willem. This is a really cool thing that we got to be a part of. If you'd like to see this really cool art piece, you can check it out on our Instagram bio on where to go to see it. It's called the Animals of Distinction Festival. If you're in Glasgow, it's not called the Animals of Distinction Festival. I'm sorry. It's called the Take Me Somewhere Festival, I think. And there's pictures of Alaska, La Ganja, and me on like street pole banners, which is great because usually we stand under them and play spoons and wear fedoras.
You want somebody to read you a bedtime story? You know that one?
No.
We're giving away free passes to the first 20 people who email us at racechaserpodcast@gmail.com asking about the tickets for the Take Me Somewhere digital festival. I'm telling you, Austin Young is a visionary and really, yes, really great. And I've loved working with him for years. And this particular project is weird as fuck. And I cannot wait to see what he does with us, because he had us doing some crazy shit. So it's going to be cool.
And Peaches is doing all the music for it. And we get to feature on a Peaches song, which is like a dream come true. So
The features.
Definitely. That's so right. Write in and get your tickets. You don't even need to say please. Just say, give me the tickets, drag queen. Don't you just call us faggots. We can call you faggots.
Just clarifying, it's digital. These are digital passes to the screening. Yes. So you can be anywhere in the world and get these.
And it's happening this weekend, Saturday, the 22nd of May, 8:30 p.m. Glasgow time. Okay. Yeah. And so also, email us for details. Check out the link. We'll be sharing it. We'll be sharing about it.
La Ganja also killed it on the choreo, too. We have to mention that. If you need a choreographer for anything, Ganja is the one. She's great. Do you ever participate in a project and you have no idea what the fuck it's going to be, but you know what, it's going to be good? That's what this was, for sure. And it's nice being able to trust like an artist like Austin. You know, we've worked with him so many times that we're just like, okay, yeah, let's do it. It's like exactly that scene in Gia where like, who wants to make the art?
Right. We were very in good hands, and I can't wait to see how it turns out. We've got so much going on, Mom. This week on Mom was very that with Delta and Raja.
Oh my God. There were drag queens singing the Down Under ditties on the chop.
Priyanka literally recorded Famous this week in a moving van.
It was inside. Don't worry. Mom doesn't have that type of liability insurance. Shay finished her Top Model Cycle 1 combos on Wanna Be On Top.
And Hi Jinx hosted an interview with a vampire, or rather she plays one on TV. Natasha Demetrio is on Hi Jinx.
Plus, we had Go-Go Boy turned Zaddy Matthew Camp is interviewed on Sloppy Seconds, all self-lubricating buttholes and all. And they had the icon, the legend, Brooklyn's finest, Charlene Incarnate on Sloppy Seconds last week. Charlene's a friend of the pod. And if you don't know, now you know. She is the one. Mom had a whole mouthful tonight.
You know us. There's a rainbow spotlight.
Oh!
There's this little song.
I've heard. It's a pride anthem. This is a great Pride anthem because it includes all the factions of Pride that are represented in our new Pride flag. This song is special to me because she does a pop-up in the video, the music video. She said, well, I'm not coming in for it. I'm not driving to Santa Monica at 4 o'clock on a Friday for someone to take a Polaroid of me to pin me on a Monday and then say, Wednesday, we need you on set. I said, no, you can film it at my place and I'll be there. So this rainbow spotlight is our very favorite Seaster. It is Roy G. Biv BBT by Alaska Thunderfuck of the planet Glamtron 5000. It's a wonderful song. Let's give it a song. Listen. Give it a little spin. Spin it round, DJ. I love this music. It's a really good time.
I'm having a great time.
Let me tell you about Roy. They're a person I enjoy. We met last Pride and they took me for a ride. Oh boy. They were red, orange, yellow, green and blue, indigo and violet too, light blue, pink and white, brown and black, all right, LGBTQIA, feel the pride every day, feel the pride every day.
All the colors of the rainbow got me feeling alive, all the colors of your body got me feeling alright, all the colors of the rainbow got me coming to life, to life, to life.
You give me life, bitch. Roy G. Biv BBT. Roy G. Biv BBT. Yeah. Roy G. Biv BBT. Roy G. Biv BBT. Roy G. Biv. That's the one I'm dancing with.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones. And, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack and they have that song about time and it makes me like cognizant that like life is finite and you should like try to appreciate it and then take down time and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it and she really liked it too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Oh, honey. We are back with more of the Hot Gossingtons and beep, 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 beep. This is a special alert coming from Drag Race España.
Mm-hmm.
The pit cruise has zapatos.
Yes. Shoes
for the men. Get the men some shoes, honey.
That's right. This is very exciting. They look great. They're so. What somebody said? we're gonna be styling the pit crew on España, baby. They look amazing.
The pit crew got their own promo photo this year. There's 12 of them. There's 12 Spanish men. They all look like they're on the Macho Fucker website or that good one where they abuse the people. What's that other website? Damien Cross runs it. It's he's a porn star from Florida that went to Barcelona that fucks everybody now. It's great. It's very Tim Tails looking. Very Tim Tails.
Oh, very Tim Tails type of tea.
Very Tim Tails tea. They look beautiful. They have their tootsies covered. They're in a black and white type of motif, all very individual, but still at the same event. Accessorize the house down harnesses. We're talking laces, boots, and the best thing is their feet are covered. It's such a wonderful thing.
They look fabulous.
I'm not sure if the labor board has contacted WOW directly and said you need to make your employees wear shoes now, but I'm happy. I really am. This is the kind of advancement that we were looking for in the world. Like, this is progress. And you did this. You did this out there, listeners.
Thank you. Well,
we helped, but exactly. You did this. Yeah. Speaking of Spanish,
I recently went on a Spanglish comedy podcast called Spanish Aquí Presents, and it was very, very fun. We had a great conversation. The episode is called I Need Musical Numbers, and the podcast is called Spanish Aquí Presents, and it's available wherever podcasts are found.
I love that.
Yeah, it's a really fun one to do.
Have you ever watched Los Spookies?
I haven't, but I've heard it's so good.
Yeah, Fred Armisen is really funny. I'm a fan.
So funny.
I'd like to take this moment to get a little political, if you don't mind.
Okay, all right.
Me. Let me warm up. Tip of the schlong, slip of the tongue, tip of the schlong, slip of the tongue.
Let's get political.
Just a note about our recording schedule. We try to be as up-to-date as possible, but we're drag queens and we're busy sometimes. And our Hot Goss episode gets recorded about a week early due to work schedules. And we talked about a trans referee being accepted by the majority of the cis-hetero world of the men's professional soccer league. This story happened to be from Israel, and since the recording date, there have been some horrific attacks on Palestinian people, and some people found our coverage of the story tone-deaf. It was bad timing. We still celebrate that referee. We are not a daily news podcast. We can barely get it together to change our underwear daily, so I don't know why you thought this podcast would be up-to-date. The timing can be off sometimes, but even a broken clock is right twice a day. So thank you for listening. And if you have a problem, let us know, and Dipper will read it. And if it's important enough that we see it, he'll make sure that happens. Thank you so much for your attention to our disattention.
Right. And of course, if anyone has been paying attention to the news, you are aware that there's horrible violence happening right now to Palestinian people. This is a conflict that's been going on for decades, but this has been the most heated time period since the Gaza War in 2014.
Yeah. Palestinians are being killed and injured at exponentially higher rates than Israelis. The death toll of Palestinians is more than 10 times higher than the number of Israelis, and that is how it has always been in this conflict, unfortunately, because Israel's backed by the USA and other countries, and they have one of the most advanced military systems in the world, which is partially funded by those countries. The U.S. gives $3 billion in aid to Israel, yet somehow we still don't have clean water in Flint. I really don't understand that. But Israel basically has this iron dome, which is able to intercept most of the rockets coming from Hamas, which is, to me, like, if you can't get your own country together, why are we over there? I don't get it. Yeah. And I just read a whole book about this kind of stuff where Obama's talking about all these things. And it was going on then during his presidency, too. And like him explaining, well, sometimes you need to overlook war crimes and just give sanctions and say, we don't like this, but still keep operating with these countries for the world to keep spinning and everything. And it's just, this seems very brutal. And watching all these kids die and it's, I can't imagine, you know, getting your home destroyed like that and then destroying where the journalists report from specifically, saying you have an hour to get out before your home is bombed, and then where do you go? Do you go to the school? Oh, wait, they're bombing the schools and the shelters, too. Like, right. It doesn't seem like a good situation for anybody over there. What exactly is Hamas? Because I don't even know that. Is that a place or a culture or?
Hamas is an organization, correct?
An extremist group.
And
you went to college, not me.
And it does not represent Palestine, and most Palestinian people are not part of Hamas and do not support them, and neither does the right-wing Israeli government represent all the Israelis or all Jewish people. So Hamas is an extremist group, and their actions are really fucked up. People should not use Hamas as the reason why Palestinians should be denied human rights. That's not fair, and that's not an accurate assessment of, like, what is actually going on. So what's happening right now, this is a conflict that has been going on for a long time.
Like 1947, I think, right? That's when Israel was established by, like, the UN or something like that, or... And basically, yeah. They were saying, from my understanding, and this is literally, like, I'm learning this from India, from Pose. Like, she posted some stuff about it, and I was like, I'm learning all this stuff from this girl I watch on TV. But yeah. I guess, I feel like Israel was kind of established for people from the Holocaust to have somewhere to go. Is that correct a little bit?
Yeah, and what's crazy is growing up Jewish and, like, going through, like, education in a synagogue, it's, like, you know, the only narrative is, like, that is space that is for the Israeli people. And I was always just, like fed this information that was, like, oh, yeah, everybody else who's in that land is in the wrong, and the Israeli people are the only right people. And it's, like, wait, there's only so much land to go around. Why is the answer horrific violence?
Right.
And it's like been fucked up from the beginning.
And that lands holy to a bunch of different religions.
Literally
correct?
To every religion. Yes.
Right.
Except Scientology. So right. they're out on this one at least. I feel stupid not knowing all this, but, like, you know, I don't even know who I voted for in, like, my county elections. So I'm not surprised I don't know about this either. But anything we can do to keep people informed a little bit, we will do our best about. But do we put a link somewhere?
And we are going to. And the violence happening there right now is really, really ruthless. And it's terrorism. And it's basically war crimes. And we'll never be supportive of that. So you can check out Medical Aid Pal on Instagram, and you can donate money to help in the medical aid of all the innocent people who are being victims of the violence right now.
Yeah. And if you have a differing opinion on this than what we just stated, again, please write it down and put it in the trash, because all I know is that kids are dying, and there's never an excuse for that, unless I'm swallowing them. So,
all right,
we're gonna take a break.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts, and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
Ugh, 100 hot gosses. What does a girl do? 199. I love your mullet. Your mullet is fierce right now, honey.
Thanks, Tux.
On trend. It is a shoot.
Thank you so much. You know, we have worked very hard to bring you 100 quality episodes of Hot Gossicas. This is our 100th episode, and so we thought to commemorate the occasion, we would have a tip spot. However, it has come to our attention that it is a surprise tip spot. Now, this is not like the surprise reaction when Simone and Got Mick saw RuPaul and Michelle come out on stage with them. This is an actual surprise.
You didn't buy that?
I thought it was like...
Honey, I needed a gift receipt for that if you wanted me to buy it.
How do you hide RuPaul and Michelle? RuPaul is a 12-foot tall person in a bright orange suit, and these are drag queens. There's no way that they were backstage, and it was like, but they were like, just be surprised. That's what I think happened.
And you could smell RuPaul's disdain through like any 50-foot wall.
What are you talking about?
And Michelle's distaste for anybody that asked for a picture. Oh, sure.
What?
baby, don't touch my hair. Yeah, it was not a surprise.
We don't know who the tip spot is. Dipper has taken the liberty of surprise tip spotting for us.
Well, do you have any speculations?
I already have problems because A, she brought her own gels. She said that we can't light her in anything but surprise pink and rose gels. She said, distance and darkness are my best friend, honey. I want a follow spot, but don't follow too close. Actually, follow behind me.
You know, once we... letting other people cast the show is not something that we have typically done in the past. We do choose the tip spot girls with a fine-tooth comb. So we'll see. I have no idea who the fuck it could possibly be.
Well, she already texted me and she said she needs a bobby pin. And then she said, am I Layla LaRue's station? I like Layla's station. I said, no, you'll be at Valerie Lore's old station. That's where you'll be. And we need your music in the Dropbox, honey.
Oh, no.
And then she tried to turn it into Megamix. And I said, no. Another girl has Robin in her Megamix. You can't do that. You can't dance on your own. You'll be on your own in the parking lot, sister, sweetheart. Let me tell you.
She has arrived. Our surprise tip spot is Alessandra Torresani.
How is it possible?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello. We got in drag just for you, Alessandra.
Oh. Gorgeous, everyone.
Thank you so much. Willem,
all the way from the UK.
Ooh, UK, hon.
I have two of my friends coming to sign up to come see you in the UK, my Brits.
Work. It's such a great show. Thank you for spreading the word.
It looks fantastic. Have you ever worked in the UK before?
Yeah, I've been here like 30 or so times, but it's usually like a gig or like a tour. Yeah. Like it's more like one-off basis. This is like, you know, 50 shows, and then it's going to keep going on.
Damn.
with one other very special girl and someone else. So it's exciting. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, I was peeing my pants that this happened because little Miss Big Dipper over there wrote me and
the dipstress
was like, this is a surprise. And I had just done, my friend Jack Lamont produced, this thing called Clubhouse Squares, which was like Hollywood Squares, but I went up against Britta Filter and
oh, wow.
She's quick.
I love her.
She was quick. I beat her, but she was quick.
Word. Yes. Everyone's favorite Cylon.
That was me. But it was so much fun, and we raised money for Trevor Project and NAMI. But I was like, oh, my God, I'm having a race chaser moment right now, full circle right now.
Completely.
So it's been a week. It's been a week.
And you are everyone's favorite guest of the pod.
Honestly.
And literally everyone is like, when are you having Alessandra Torresani again? Because that episode was good.
At meet and greet, someone said, I like that podcast that you do with Alaska, but Alessandra should have her own podcast. And I was like, she does, you asshole. You don't even listen to it.
Bitch.
Exactly. And Jesus Christ, your hair looks great, BT Dubs.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. It's real for once. It's real in my life. Gosh. I've never had. Yeah. Yeah, I make you feel real, girl. I need some real Botox right now. I got some good lighting going on.
That's what the bangs. That's what the long bangs are for, honey.
Mm-hmm. It's to cover this part.
Swoop-de-doo.
But I'm so excited. Congratulations, 100 episodes.
Yeah. Thank you. 100. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I have a question. As an avid Drag Race fan, we saw you at one of the Alaska's. What did we see you at?
It was
pageant,
the worldwide Best in Drag.
That was That was so much fun, and we were like car hop little buddies, just like, hey girl.
You know what? I have to tell you, Willem.
What?
You inspired me to get chunky Crocs.
Work, bitch.
They're cute. Are they like grass or camouflage?
They're for deer hunting. I'm not sure who's deer hunting in these, but that was really fun. You know, that was my first post-COVID, outing, if mm-hmm. you will.
Yeah.
It felt dangerous being there, right? Yeah. We were like giving hugs to people, and I was like, I'm for sure like getting sick, but that's okay. It was worth it, you know? Anything for a queen. But it was loads of fun. And you both were judges, right?
I think. I forget.
Yes.
I was high.
My God.
Yeah. I was. That's what
we are throwing out your score sheets.
But do you remember the girl, like with the titty? Her untugging her titty?
Yeah. We had her on the podcast. Her name is Alyssa.
No.
Alyssa Brooks. Uh-huh. AKA Brock Banks. And I also want to let you know that if you get another pair of those same Crocs, you can melt them together with a blowtorch and then just
make them extra big.
Oh, honey, I did it with the platform flip-flops and hot glue when I was in seventh grade and they sent me home from school. And mind you, that was before the Spice Girls were doing platform shoes. I invented platform flip-flops. That was
you
me.
Were a trendsetter.
But I took three pairs, honey. I stacked them. They were neon green and black.
Oh, my God.
And they had the gall to send me home from school. Yeah, triple stack.
I got kicked out of preschool for like you just triggered me. Well,
no.
Bring it up the past.
What'd you get kicked out for, Alessandra?
I was kicked out for singing "Push It" by Salt and Peppa in kindergarten. It was my favorite song, and they called my mom in, and I had my little diapers. You know, I was like real cute, and my little Catholic school uniform, and they were like, "Your daughter keeps saying push it and like humping," and she was like,
well,
yeah,
"Were you on the swing
music?"
Oh,
I wish. No, I was probably grinding up on a guy. I was so boy hungry.
I was asked to leave my pre-K for biting people, so.
Oh my word.
You know what? But that tracks, though. That really tracks.
It really does.
I have a question for you, Alessandra. Were you watching season 13 of Drag
That's
Race?
That's the newest one, or are you talking about, yes.
That's
not caught up. Sort of caught up. Not really caught up, though. Not enough to be fresh for you.
She's not caught up.
Well, how about this? Because we just got into a classique season and we're talking about season 6 of Drag Race. Did you watch that season?
You have to remind me who won. I'm not great with numbers. I'm blonde.
No, of course. It was like Bianca Del Rio.
Yes.
Adore.
Bianca Del Rio.
Courtney Act. Adore. Darian.
I love
yes.
Courtney. Courtney's the prettiest person I've ever seen in my entire life and I can't stand it.
Yeah, she is.
She's gorgeous.
She really is. Well, she's a breathtaking vision.
I mean, everybody's got their something.
What was the movie? I was going, a friend of mine produced a movie with Bianca, and it was called like From Bianca with Love or From Russia with Love. Do you remember
From Russia
one?
With Hate. Yeah, that's the
from
sequel.
Russia Bianca with too.
Hate. Uh-huh.
Yes. I was gonna do that, and they were shooting it in Texas, I think. But yeah, no, I totally remember that season. I'm just like not up to date on this season. I'm just, God, I'm like the worst. Now they're like, she's a band. She doesn't really love the show.
She's not my favorite Cylon anymore.
No more.
I was in Hurricane Bianca 1, And
that was it. The first one was Hurricane Bianca. That's the one that I was thinking of. Wasn't Rachel Dratch in it as well?
Yeah, and you totally could have been the like
the teacher, maybe?
The teacher with the boobs. Yeah,
Yep, that was the one.
I could very see that for you. And that would have
because I was old friends with Ash Christian.
I love him.
Yeah,
nice guy. So, but hopefully Bianca won't make any more movies and stop hurting people.
well, I was in the second one.
Were you in the sequel?
I think it was the second. I do a little cameo, like we literally. I would have blocked it out too, sister.
Listen, sweetheart.
It was like a sight gag because they were in Russia and the person was like, I can see Alaska from here, and it's like me, and I'm invisible. Steal a loaf of bread from an old woman, I think.
Let me tell
you. Alaska, you were just in something, right?
Conflict and conflict.
I'm in a lot of things. Hamlet? I don't.
Was it your stunning performance as Hamlet?
It could have been Hamlet. I don't know. I do drag. I have no idea.
No, I thought it was like a very dramatic moment, but maybe I'm putting it out to the universe.
I'm trying to I'm open to it. And if anyone listening out there knows what it is, please write in a letter.
Can I ask you a question? Do you know who I've been the biggest fan of my whole life, who I am scared shitless because I have sent some like stalker DMs and I feel like the confusion is happy as a clam, Tammy Brown.
Oh, yeah.
What is Tammy like?
She's exactly amazing. What you would think. She's just like this wonderful.
Happy as a clam.
Happy, and she's just this wonderful ball of honesty. Like she says exactly what she thinks. And you know exactly what's going on up there. You don't know what she's smoking on any given day, but you want some of it, honestly.
Right.
And you know, she likes to bike ride by dead bodies. Does
because the shows that she puts on of the like one woman shows of the five characters, and it's like this Midwest mom, and you're just like, but where did you come from?
Can I tell you a Tammy tidbit? Tammy used to work for this lady, and this lady would send her around to thrift stores to find old VHS tapes. And just as another fun fact, the lady had no legs. So that's the end of the story, but like it's just a great Tammy tidbit, you know,
old VHS tapes for just to watch, or did she like resell them?
Girl, I think there was a hoarding maybe thing there too. I'm not really sure. You'll need to get the tea from Tammy.
But no, she's lovely. You should meet her. She's around.
Go to one of her shows next time she's in California. They're great.
Is she at East Coast?
No, she's in Austin right now, I think, or Texas.
Oh, okay.
She's from there. Great girl. How is your pod?
Emotional support. How is it? Thank you for the plug. I was like, oh, I'm just so excited to be here. No, it's really good. We just finished season two, and you know, it's very serious. Like I interviewed Deepak Chopra, and like we get real, and you know, so I gotta interview you girls, you know, get you in here and talk all things mental health.
What was Deepak?
We try to make it funny. It was a little uncomfortable because I was so excited that I was telling him a story about how I met him when I was 12 years old with my parents. Like we went to, it was really weird, but we spent the year 2000 like coming into the millennium with him at this big event in Palm Springs.
Sounds nice.
It was really fun because we all thought the world was ending and like, why not go out with all the like gurus and, you know, all that. And I said something to him and I was like, honey, you're the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life, like that. And I don't know why. I was just so nervous. I totally was just over the top to him. And he was laughing so hard. He was so kind, but so uncomfortable being like, I don't think you know who I am. Like, I'm not. I'm not like fabulous and over the top and we're going to like spill the tea together. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, cool. You know, but he was a really kind human. He was exactly what he wanted, what you would expect. I was in a really witchy moment because during quarantine, I did his 21 days of abundance out of boredom. Like it's a, you know, it's a thing, whatever, you know, woo woo stuff. And then the next week someone had reached out and was like, oh, Deepak saw, some clips of your podcast and is really interested in talking to someone who lives with bipolar disorder and is, you know, in the business and tries to make it funny. And he'd love to talk to you. And I was like, what? I'm a fucking witch. Like it made me feel really good. Yeah.
That's awesome. I'd love that someone, I'd love to be described as he was kind once I die or something. but also, after spending all that year with the gurus in Palm Springs and then the world not ending, I'd be like, can we get some of that scratch back? Because
can I get some of that cash back right now?
Honey, put it on the dresser.
Yeah. No, thankfully I had parents that paid for me at the time. Otherwise, I would have been very upset. He was really cool. And then just interviewing lots of fun people all around the world. I think that's been the best part of quarantine is people are very forgiving of Zoom, right? They're very forgiving on podcasts. So if people have really shitty service, they're not like, oh my God, you know, because the number one people are doing it on Zoom, you know, like you guys.
Right. Yeah.
So it's very forgiving. Big Dipper, I wasn't talking to you. No.
Hey, he's on the Mom Network now. You calm down. You can't talk to our mom girls like that.
BTW, I am so obsessed with Raja and Delta's podcast. Oh, congratulations, you two. Like
We literally came up with that, like just talking. We're like, who do we want to listen to? And someone said Raja, and I was like, girl, we should get Delta too. And then they'd be like, wouldn't that be the gag? An Emmy winner. And it is. It gags us every week. And see something? And some of the girls, like, honey, it keeps on giving.
But
I mean, we don't have Deepak.
I love when they, well, not yet. Not yet. He may come and drag. We don't know.
If he came on my podcast,
you can
do
a chip spot.
I would be like, I love guys with accents.
Deepak dives deep.
But I love the videos that they have when they're like doing, and they're in the dressing room, like doing their makeup, like on the camera and doing the podcast. It's just really cute. It's just such a great, you know, sister act to you two. It's just a really fun show. I'm sure.
Thank you for listening. It's like being in like a dressing room with them. We really feel like, and I'm glad that people are loving it and loving all the mom shows, honestly. Even the ones where the people don't get in drag.
Yeah, fuck them.
Fuck them.
I'm in drag right now, didn't you know?
Truly. You look amazing. And thank you for coming and being a tip spot with us.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Alessandra Torsani.
Thank you so much for supporting the pod too. And supporting drag queens everywhere.
Yes, and if I make it to the UK, you know I'm going to be there, but I am definitely going to send you a message of two of my friends, one from Los Angeles, and one is a very famous royal of the UK that will be coming to see you. So,
bing, bang, bong.
Ding, dang, dong.
UK, huh?
Sing, sing, song.
Definitely.
Drag of the Christie, here we come.
Yeah, tell him to TikTok me. I don't have a TikTok.
I don't get it. It's for me the youth. Too old for that, but we're not too old for each other.
Exactly.
You guys
are
the best.
Thank you.
Okay, have fun. I'll see you later.
Bye, girl. Bye.
Bye.
What a great tip spot. Surprise.
Yes. Thank you, Dipstress.
Thank you so
much. I thought it would be fun.
So fun.
She is our most requested guest, so what a perfect tip spot. We love Miss Alessandra Torresani.
Honey, now let's talk to Deepak's people. We're going to go on a break. Deepak's on the other line.
We are back again. This is the moment. This is the 100th episode of Hot.
Hot Goss.
And in celebration, we asked you to send us, what did we ask for? Pictures, artwork, renderings, drawings?
Art representations of what that means. Hot Goss cave, 100.
Cave scratchings what is, of what 100 episodes of Hot Goss means to you.
Our exactly.
First, our first message. Oh, should we go spelunking now?
Let's go. Spelunking.
Spelunking. Unking.
Deep inside the
DM. This first message. I can't believe those dolphins got in this cave. Freshwater lake dolphins. I love those. This first message comes from Olivia. She says, Dolls, Dip, and Tip Spot Guest. Thank you, yes, God, for all this pod. I've been a listener since the very beginning. And adore everything you have to say and offer us drag fans. Below, I've attached a picture of Chaya, a Vietnamese fried roll, which I roll by hand while listening to your podcast at work. Congrats on 100 hot gossips, and I look forward to 100 more hot gossingtons. Cannot wait to see all of you in Cincinnati at some point in the next 5 years, LOL. Peace and blessings and bookings to you all. Olivia, a.k.a. Bring Back My Squirrels on Instagram. Honey. These Vietnamese fried rolls look delightful. They look like they're fragrant with lemongrass and perfectly suited for dipping in a chili sauce of your selection.
Yeah, they look beautiful, and they are formatted into a 100 shape, and they look delicious, and now I'm really hungry, and I want to eat them.
Okay, fried rolls, now let's get information.
Fried rolls?
Mm-hmm, they're fried rolls. Vietnamese fried rolls.
Can you believe she really went there? Okay. From Sandy. I'm sending you my hot goss artwork and more color and more defined lines. Hopefully this will look better if I am lucky enough to be chosen. I also wanted to clarify that Willem and Alaska's heads are supposed to be the number zeros in the 100. Oh, I see that. That's why there is a number one next to Willem's head. Thank you in advance for considering my work for this competition. Love, Sandy. That's at Sandy underscore Lot L Savory. This is beautiful. We look great. Look at us.
Well, we're both there.
I'm on the right. I can tell. That's me.
And I have it looks like a NARS Exhibit A blush on, a strong bottom lash. One of your eyebrows seems not to be speaking to the other, but that's fine.
We also look to be in hell because we're surrounded by flames.
Sucking dicks in hell currently.
And we are darning socks and scrubbing docks in hell. And we have horns. Yeah. Horns.
And, oh, I thought that was rosacea. It says 100 piping, steaming, scalding episodes.
Rosacea's on season 14.
Thank you, Sandy. We appreciate that.
Thank you so much, Sandy. That's beautiful. That's gorgeously done.
Oh, wow. This is from Backyard Potter. She says, hi, this is a mug I made a while back. I'm moving and the mug is already in Hawaii, so I photoshopped it in front of me. So yeah, enjoy. And my IG is backyard.potter. This is great.
So cute. These are coffee mugs, two coffee mugs.
Mugs and one jugs.
Yes, in front of barely obscuring a couple of beautiful breasts.
Milky white.
Exactly. And one of the mugs has the drawing of us in our like Kylie and Kim Jenner
blonde dykes.
Yeah.
Blonde scissor dykes.
What would you do for a blonde dyke bar?
Girl, that we need to have an ice cream and call it Blonde Dykes. And just like us just on each other. What would you do for a blonde dyke bar? And the other mug selection is you in your season 12 promo look where it was
we
neon.
We did that for All Stars 1.
Yeah. Oh, yes. The bright blue with the ruffles and the blue hair.
The ruffle coat made by my friend Travis, who's definitely listening to this.
Yes.
That look with the blue asymmetric, with the blue little frizzle frazzle wig. Very cute.
And I have a feeling you're on the other side of the mug. It's just not pictured.
honey, what I think. Get into all this mug.
But be careful with those hot liquids next to your exposed areolas.
Yeah. This next picture, can we put all of these on the Instagram too to show people?
Yeah, because basically, if you notice, there's sort of one in each category. There's like physical sculpture, line drawing, pottery,
soft sculpture,
graphic design, etc. So these are the top five ones, and we'll put these all on Instagram.
Okay, this next one is from that James Bowers. It's it looks like a digital artistic rendering. And they got my butt right, and I have these shoes and these toenails.
They really, James, you did such a good job with this one. It's so charming. You really captured us and our personalities. And we are sitting in chairs and sipping the tea, honey.
you have an elegant teacup. I have a mug which says mom on it in a classic tattoo heart formation. We're both
very Ed Hardy, very on trend.
We're both in ombre. I'm in a cocktail dress. And you're in a turtleneck gown with a keyhole cutout peeping through to where I can see your breasts, and also a glove with a nail and a ring and an updo and an earring. We look fucking great.
So beautifully done. I really, really love it. Honestly, thank you, James.
Let's just use this for the ad next time we're in town trolling for trawlers.
Exactly.
Do you want to take the next one?
This next one just says attached. Congratulations. That's how it came in. Congratulations to Hot Goss. One ass episode.
But the ass has so many bruises and bite marks and occlusions.
What happened?
He's in a jock strap. His balls are out. I don't know. It actually looks like there's a big, huge handprint bruise on the left cheek, and then a bite mark, and then some other, maybe he was attacked by a ferret, on the right butt cheek. But then there's this hole in the middle, too. So it looks like congratulations to Hot Goss for 1,000 episodes. And I don't know. Maybe Vanessa Carlton could write a song about it. But also, I'm under it saying, sorry about it, in my race chaser, in my, what's the show? RuPaul's Drag Race interview, boy look. But plot twist, this is me.
This is me. This is definitely winning for creative, yeah, for sure.
Mixed media, honey.
Very, very mixed media. I don't know how you got those welts on your rear end, but you will not be able to sit for a week.
Hey, thank you so much for all this wonderful, wonderful art, guys. We really appreciate it. We appreciate your ears, and we appreciate you listening to us and supporting us.
However, the rules state that there can only be one winner of this art submission contest.
Okay.
Well, damn the rules.
We're throwing out all the winners.
They're all winners. Yes.
Wonderful. And you've all won passes to Austin Young's Jump Cut 3 at the Take Me Somewhere Festival. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. We've had such an amazing 1,000th episode today. I want to thank you all so much for listening to episode
1 million
of Hot Goss.
And special thank you to our tip spot, Alessandra Torresani.
That's right. She's our favorite Cylon.
It's called Dog, not Forever Cow. Get that cattle out of here.
You can send us your questions via email to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
And as always, we have bonus video content available on patreon.com/Willem. The Herz's video is so, so good. I've watched it twice, and you can watch it again for as much as a dollar.
That's right. And we'll continue to release some of our Patreon content from 2019 for free now on YouTube. So make sure you're subscribed to both Willem and to Alaska on YouTube and hit the bell icon so you get notifications.
Mm-hmm. And you can follow us on Instagram @Willem, @TheOnlyAlaska5000, @RaceChaserPod, and @MomPodcast.
That's right. And the link on the Instagram of Race Chaser Pod also has lots of resources and places to donate money in support of the Black Lives Matter movement, and a link to AAPIP.org and their resource directory to help combat increased anti-Asian violence.
Mm-hmm. And please wear a mask, get the vaccine, wash your hands, stay safe and healthy.
And we'll be back next week with some more piping, screaming,
scolding, burning,
a hot goss. Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This Goss is hot.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.